Might need to help, I guess. Maybe we have better animals.
Where would you keep them? You know, were there particular places on the farm people might keep them?
Well, they'd just be around about. Cows would be most in the pasture, and the hogs would be most in the fields and the pens. Some of them got special places to keep the hogs, and some of them let them run loose.
Is there a name for a special kind of pen that they might keep the hogs in?
Well, yeah, some of them call them pig parlors, and some have them what they call a farrowing house when the pigs are born in. Some have them.
What kind of house was it?
Farrowing house.
Can you spell it?
That's F-A-R-R-O-W-I-N-G. Farrowing.
Uh-huh.
And they had them fixed up with lights for cold weather. And sawdust for them, a good bed, and that keeps the old sow, killing the pigs when they're real small. And they have a few chickens, not many, but a few.
Yeah.
Mostly commercial people left the county.
Where would a particular shelter they might keep cows in be called?
We have some called a barn, some called a shed, just called where if it was tied to a barn, it'd be a shed, and if it was a full-size place, just to keep them all under the barn, it'd be the barn.
Mm-hmm. They call it a cow barn?
Yes, some of them call it a cattle barn, some of them call it a barn, right?
What about for horses?
It'd just be the barn right on it. Maybe they would have a stall for the horse, and maybe the cat have a stall. Mm-hmm.
Could you describe it?
Well, the stall would just be probably one room in there. And some of them would shut the cows up, maybe a milk cow. Keep it in one room of the barn, maybe 8x10 or 8x12, just kind of a small room.
Mm-hmm.
And it'd have a feed trough in it, and maybe a tub of water, or a place to water. Then the cow would be kept in there. Maybe while the milk did, or keep it overnight and then milk it the next morning.
Mm-hmm. Is there a special place for milking cows?
Well, on the farm, they'd probably milk them in that stall. Because the calf would be shut out all night where she gets some milk the next day. And they'd milk her and turn around and let the calf have his milk. Or what milk? What milk they left, they usually left one tip for the calf, and that'd be his. They'd give the calf, just keep them growing, and they'd give them all the milk they wanted to.
That was enough for the calf?
Yeah. That's
okay. What about a shelter for hogs and pigs, any particular name there?
Most of the hogs and pigs had to make their own shelter in the woods. The pig would pile the straw up. And they'd get down under the straw.
They have any particular name for those things they used to make?
No, pig wouldn't have a shelter of his own.
Really?
Hard to. Not unless it got awful cold.
Uh-huh.
Cause now in the very middle of winter, they'd probably put them up in a closed-in place. But most of the time, they left out in the open.
Was there a particular place on a farm that you might keep milk and butter before refrigeration and all?
Well, most of them, not here, but in some places they use springs, but they don't have any springs down to here. So.
Mm-hmm.
And most of them, some of them keep it in the well ledge.
Was there a particular name for that they would build by the well to keep that?
It would be a well ledge. Then some of them just covered up in a jar and let it down inside the water.
Mm-hmm.
And have it'd really be in the water, but it'd be in a sealed container. And they wouldn't have much over half a gallon of milk and maybe half a pound of butter.
There was a lid on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'd be covered.
You ever hear called a dairy?
Nah.